4 DOS Mobile.
KO4HKX.
What are you up to today?
The usual, running the tool route. What are you out doing?
A couple of errands, run out, and I got to get some calendars, and I've got to go over here to the drugstore and get Joey's meds.
Good to hear you on the radio today.
Out here, except this stupid ass truck driver, pardon my French, on the radio. Pull out in front of you. Out here on 123. yeah, he saw me coming and just pulled on out anyway. That just don't make sense.
So what happened this week, but driving's been worse than it normally is out here. It's been crazy.
Yes, and it's not gonna get any better, don't look like. I don't know. I didn't mean to say what I did on the radio, but it just... oh, gosh, it just flew all over me. You know, when you're within 200 feet of a tractor-trailer pulling a 53-foot trailer and he's pulling out of a parking lot, and he sees you coming, don't make any sense that he'd pull out, does it?
But in his defense, sometimes you just got to pull out and make them stop. Otherwise, you don't get out. I mean, I hate to do it, but sometimes it just happens.
Well, I know. I've been there, done that, but there was no traffic behind me. That was the thing, you know. I was the only car, our only vehicle on the road, and they just decided to pull out anyway. I don't know. I guess that's the difference between a drunk driver and a steering wheel holder.
I get it, and I don't know, I've been pulled out in front of, about sideswiped, rear-ended, already this week. And we ain't a day and a half into the week. What you do?
That's something else, no doubt. But it's okay. I didn't get hit and didn't hit him, so I guess I'm in good shape as far as that goes. What after? I thought you were gonna come by the house yesterday. Did you get tied up?
I'm sorry. I should have called. But I just got busy and got tied up with doing the routine.
Completely. That's the way it goes, though. Ain't no big deal. We'll get it done another day, unless you do it before we get together. So, I guess I'll put off this weekend what we had planned earlier to do this weekend. The boys are supposed to come down, supposed to be here Saturday. Now, whether they are or not, I don't know. I had to have one of them anniversaries today, and don't know what will happen after that, but they're coming down this weekend to celebrate that.
At least you'll get to see your boys and granddaughters, I guess, or not your granddaughters, your daughter-in-laws and your grandkids. Hopefully all of them get to come.
They were supposed to let me know if we're cooking or if we're going to go out to eat or what, but they hadn't let me know anything yet, as of yet. But, you know, it's still early in the week, I guess.
I heard you a minute ago, but I don't know. If you're going to thaw a bird out, you're going to have to hurry. But I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. You gentlemen have a good afternoon. KO4HKX, clear.
You too, Patrick. Have a great one. Just I'm going to harass you a little bit, just kidding with you. NC9B. Hello, Gary.
Yes, hey, Leon. Bye, Patrick. And that was pretty good timing. I've arrived here at my first stop. I've got to jump out and go inside and see what I can find, if anything, and get these meds picked up and all of that stuff. But, Leon, hope you have a wonderful day there, young man. Hope all is well with you and Miss Wendy and everybody. Good hearing you on the radio for a change, and I hate I got to jump out so quick, but that's the way it goes sometimes. We'll say 73 to you for now, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. NC9V, KI4DOS mobile.
Y'all have a good day. I just give Apache a little grief there. Good to hear your voice, and we'll get together down the pike. Take care of Miss Joy. And hello, Miss Joy. Y'all have a great day. 73, NC9V.